Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. I'm your host, Maciel, and it is so great to see you guys back here. Well, not see you back here. Hear you back? No, you're hearing me. So, well, it's nice to have you back. All right, cool. We're all on the same page. Okay, you guys. So today we're talking about the intimidation of world building. Yes, it's true. If you feel intimidated by world building, don't worry, you are not alone. Some of the traditional published authors and writers in training and even indie published authors can feel intimidated by world building. So we are going to dive into that. Also, we are going to talk about your prompt. Your prompt for today is you're given $1 million, but you can't use it until 10 years from now. How does your life change? Ooh. I was writing that one down and I was like, at least 100 things came to my mind. I was like, well, I wouldn't work so hard, you know, I'd be like nose to the grindstone. Maybe I would like take a vacation, you know, knowing that it would get paid off later. You know, like I was just like, wow, that'd be so fantastic. I went kind of crazy with it, but I loved it, right? That's what it's all about, having fun. All right. And then this writing motivational quote for you, which is so funny because I found it and I was like, oh, this would have been perfect for the last episode. Oh my gosh. Anyways, you fail only if you stop writing. Ray Bradbury. Totally true, Mr. Bradbury. Thank you so much for your writing in the world. And it is so true. All right, guys, let's talk about world building. Now, world building can be seen in a lot of different things and a lot of different ways. And what's really interesting about world building is that when we think about world building, we can go as far as like, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien or Martin or Rowling, right? And we suddenly become overwhelmed because they have these just immersive, beautiful, intricate worlds. I mean, for example, the other day, if you haven't checked out The Magitech Chronicles by Chris Fox, you know, super in-depth world building, even to the point where, and we were talking about this because like I'm part of like the fan group, right? Anyways, yeah. So in the Magitech Chronicles, there's this part where in one of the many books, I actually don't remember which book it is, but they talk about a candy, and it's a candy from a distant planet that, you know, may or may not be related to a planet that we currently know it. It's so interesting. And they talk about chocolate and how it plays its role, its history inside this universe. And it's like, it's so intricate. And somebody pointed out like the world is just so intricately built that even a piece of candy has its history. Now, when we have these awesome authors who have layers and layers of world building, yeah, I can feel intimidated. And I'm inside a writer's circle who we're talking about that currently and how when it comes to world building, you can get lost in the weeds because sometimes you then have to question what is the best route for not only your story, but does it fit into the puzzle piece of your world? Now, one of the best things that you can do to filter through this is to keep some sort of journal. Now, I have talked about the book journal, but this is different. I'm talking about a world building journal, an actual like practically historical document archive of your world. So if you were, for example, an archaeologist and you were studying your world civilization thousands of years in the future, you know, how would you write it down? And write down everything that comes to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be organized, but it can be. You can even go all the way back to like grade school where you had little tabs and file folders and color coordination and a little index. Oh, that would be so cute, a little index. And writing down characters and world places, right? And the geography, write down locations of importance, write down historical families, and also keep in mind that there are going to be tons of things that you write in there that aren't going to make it into the book, but that's okay. Take, for example, J.K. Rowling. She has, whoa, my gosh, I do not know how many pages, but she has an in-depth, just intimate knowledge of her world. If you've checked out any of those books that came out as companions to Harry Potter. And I think these came out, gosh, Harry Potter came out when I was a kid. They came out just a few years later. And they were like the replications of A History of Hogwarts. And I think it's like Quidditch History. And I'm sorry if I don't remember the titles at the moment. But those actually came out in like the Scholastic book fairs back in the day. And they were rich with that history. And what's cool about that is that it doesn't necessarily make it into the books as like a pivotal moment or crucial to the plot, but they are either mentioned or they influence something that happens within the story. Now, I believe that that happens organically. I mean, however, J.K. Rowling did keep a really cool account of her characters. Like she had like, if you look online, there's some examples of a practical like graph. It's a graph, but then she also had grids where certain events were happening to the characters and it was totally filled. So she can keep track of how the characters were progressing and where they were in time, etc. But I also believe that the world building organically seeps into the plot itself. And so keep that in mind if you feel like, oh, I'm going to write a lot extra. Writing extra is normal. So dive into your world and try to explain it to yourself as if you were a child or an enthusiast. So say you're speaking with a like mind and you're so excited, because remember, being excited and having fun, that's the point. So explain it as if you're talking to someone who is excited or in awe of this crazy, beautiful, amazing world, right? Dive in, have fun. And if you start to feel intimidated, start with things that are easy. Start with things that come to you naturally. So if you already know some facts, like maybe your character has a little bit of a spiel of like, you know, this is what happened during this time and this time, go ahead and start with those. That's okay if you already talked about it in the book. You know, write this down into your world building journal and use that as a crux to start and diving in. And another way to move forward is to ask yourself, well, why? Why? So for example, if we take that chocolate example, you'll say that there's chocolate is really rare in your world. Now ask why. Oh, because of, you know, for example, the Civil War that happened. Oh, well, why? What Civil War? Oh, well, there was the dragons and the witches that they had this war and it was over chocolate because chocolate had this magical essence. Oh, but why does it have this magical essence, or why did they want it? And you guys could keep going and going for there. And I literally just made that up, which is so much fun. I'm going to write that. I will write that. That's super cool. So remember to always have fun, because having fun is really the way to write, because it floats into your writing, it becomes infused with energy and enthusiasm, and keep that at the forefront. Now remember, don't give up, because I know we live in a world where now you have to trim. It's like, oh, you shouldn't be so descriptive, you shouldn't have so many words. But you guys, let's take a moment to look at Tolkien. Dude, have you read Tolkien? Holy cow. He goes on and on and on and on. Now, I love his worlds. I do. But when I was reading The Hobbit, I was like, whoa, dude, like, I don't need to know about what's his name's great, 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 great grandfather and all the ones in between. But, you know, for some people, yes, yes, you did. You did need to know. It was part of the history, part of the lore, part of the world building. And it was vital to the characters' thoughts and actions. So if you feel like you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to write this much, think about Tolkien and those writers that are like him. They add richness to the story. There was no right or wrong writer. You are just a writer. And the writing can be any way that comes to you in the most beautiful and fun way. So don't be too hard on yourself if you find that you enjoy talking about your world. It's a really good thing. Alrighty. And the one thing I do caution is that if you're going to bring something into your world building that becomes crucial to the plot, make sure that you weave it into your story earlier. Just a hint, right? Like Chekhov's gun. You want to make sure you have implanted it in there, at least a hint, so that you can have it later on in the story seamlessly. Now, if you can't do this, then write an excuse or something as to why it wasn't mentioned before. Now, that's a tip by Dean Wesley Smith. All right, guys, I hope that this helps you out. Remember, don't be intimidated. Instead, feel invigorated and enthusiastic. All right, as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, think, feel. And you can contact me at maciel@blackheartedstudios.com or themaciel.com for a free guide on writing. I will see you guys. Email me anytime. And have fun, most importantly. All right, I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.